Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Now, there is a lot going on at Funky Buddha. Tonight, you can watch a Monday Night Football doubleheader, and just as important, if not more important, Dan Day hosts trivia on Monday nights at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. So make sure you head on out there tonight. Give yourself a little extra time in case it's raining. Tomorrow night at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. What is it, Crowder? What is tomorrow night at Funky Buddha Tap Room?
So, opportunity to watch the Brad Marchand return game.
You are so on your game. The official Panthers watch party is tomorrow night at Funky Buddha. Brad Marchand back in Boston. You can watch it at Funky Buddha with a ton of Panthers fans, bunch of giveaways, special guest appearances. That's tomorrow night. Halloween is going on at the tap room. They've got Sticky Treats on tap. That is a great beer. We're going to watch the Dolphins-Ravens game together. All of us. Everyone but Solana. But all of us, Appel, me, you, Jimmy, we're going to be at Funky Buddha on the 30th for Thursday Night Football. Come out and make fun of the Dolphins with us. We are going to laugh our asses off like it's an episode of The Office. We're going to have more fun than you could ever imagine. We're all going to watch Thursday Night Football together. So, you know, for Dolphins games, they have, you know, all the beers on tap and $4 pregame Pilsner pours and pitcher specials, food specials. But they do Eat Your Enemy, where Chef Jeff brings a popular dish from the opponent's city. This Sunday, they're in Atlanta. What do you think Chef Jeff has in store for football fans for the Eat Your Enemy special?
Has to be some kind of soul food. Got to be chicken.
You're halfway there.
Chicken and collard greens?
Oh, you're so close. Chicken and
waffles?
Chicken and waffles. Oh, there you go. Chicken and waffles.
Oh, what is that? Gladys Knight has a place called Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffles. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Today is National Chicken and Waffles Day.
It is?
It is.
All right, I'll say something that is controversial.
You better not.
Don't do it.
And I know this sounds white. What is the fascination with the combination of chicken and waffles?
The sweet and the savory.
Boom.
But I don't know. Do you want sweet and savory when you're having an entree?
Yeah.
Like, in other words, if you're having a steak, you don't say to yourself, you know what? I need something sweet as well.
No, because you don't need sweet with heavy red meat, but a good chicken, good fried chicken with the waffle, and then the syrup goes with the chicken as well.
I'm not telling you I don't like it. I just don't understand the genesis. I don't understand who put that together.
It's like salted chocolate. Yeah, I don't want salted Skittles, but I like salted chocolate.
Right. I don't understand the appeal of the salted caramel and the salted chocolates. I don't get that.
The mouth explosion.
Are you sure it's Gladys Knight that has the chicken?
I'm pretty sure it's Gladys Knight.
I will say, to Hawk's defense, and I'm a sucker for chicken and waffles on a brunch menu. I'll order it every time. It does become somewhat of a chore to finish it.
First of all, you want to have the chicken and the waffle together. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have some chicken and then have a little piece of waffle and then some chicken. And I don't know. It is Gladys Knight. You are correct.
Yeah. Right there in Midtown. Delicious. Well, if you can get in, it's usually packed.
Well, it's tough to get in now because they're no longer in business.
Well, I couldn't be doing that well, Glad.
More like saddest night.
Hey.
Yeah, no longer in business. The name has been changed due to legal and tax issues.
IRS gonna get you every time.
Let's see.
They just audited me for like $120 from 2019.
Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffles restaurant, owned by her son, Shenga Hankerson, are no longer in business. Hankerson was arrested and charged with taking over $650,000 in state sales and withholding taxes. Following the legal issues, Gladys Knight officially removed her name from the restaurant in 2017.
It was still there. Cash only.
The business has been renamed World Famous Chicken and Waffles, home of the tax paying.
Tax paying chicken and waffles.
Wow. He went to prison. In 2021, Shenga Hankerson was sentenced to prison for his role in the tax evasion scheme.
Man, them people. You can't, I'm telling you, that IRS will get you 6-7 years later. Man. They just sent me a bill from, I think it's 21, no, it wasn't 19. 2021, they sent me a bill saying I'm in collections.
Pay your taxes. Well, I mean, obviously, you didn't pay your taxes then.
I'm like, hell, I gave you $100,000 last year. Won't you just add it onto that one? Why you got to send me another letter?
Not the way it works. It's like when you get your FPL bill, you go, hey, I've been paying you $400 a month for the last whatever years. Just take it out of there.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
All right, let's do a, anyway, it's Chicken and Waffles at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park this Sunday for Dolphins and Falcons. Real quick look at the headlines here with Alejandro Solana, sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Unless you're maybe just tuning in, you don't know that Mike McDaniel, when he spoke to the media today, said that Tua Tagovailoa will start.
What?
Sunday versus the Cleveland versus the Atlanta Falcons.
McDaniel's still the coach?
And he made a joke, tongue-in-cheek joke, that Tua hopefully will not throw 10 interceptions.
You know, I wonder if after the game he has this little powwow with Stephen Ross and Mike McDaniel goes, yeah, everything, like, this will not happen again. And Stephen Ross, you know, flies home and he's like, all right, I talked with Coach. I mean, there's going to be wholesale changes. And then Stephen Ross opens up his Twitter and Mike McDaniel, no changes. Tua is your quarterback. That son of a gun got me again.
For
years. 4 years now. I keep buying it from this guy.
Tough one.
Because you think, yeah, like they had the powwow, we know, after the game. Do you think if Mike McDaniel said to him, here's what we're going to do for the Atlanta game. Nothing different. Do you think Stephen Ross was it? I like that plan, and you have my wholesale endorsement.
No, that's not how it goes.
But, if you're not going to change the quarterback, what change are you making?
More film.
Players only meetings. Come
Players
on
only
now.
Meeting. More film. More film watching.
Successfully to Stephen Ross explains to him everything that went wrong and why it went wrong. And Stephen said, oh, okay, I could see that. Mm. And then they part ways. Why'd he throw three interceptions? Oh, okay, on the first one, the pressure was, but you know, they have to slide their protection. He just talks football with them. Right. And Stephen Ross doesn't know what's going on.
Rainy, slippery ball.
Yeah.
You see, he dropped it a couple times in the first quarter.
The midges, Stephen, the midges.
The midges. There was a big midge infestation, and I don't know what a midge is.
I had never heard of a midge.
Huh?
So I guess it's a bug or something.
It's like a gnat, looks like a mosquito, doesn't bite.
Like a no-see-um.
Like a no-see-um. But you see these. The no-see-ums you don't see. Mm. These you see. They look like gnats. They look like mosquitoes. But unlike mosquitoes, I dove deep into this because Joe Shad was all over
it. Yeah, he was saying that there's a midge infestation at the stadium. Mm-hmm.
They don't bite you. They're not like mosquitoes that can bite you, but they swarm. Mosquitoes kind of go off on their own.
I don't like anything that swarms around me. That's like one of my deal breakers. Anything that swarms around me, I don't like.
So the Browns practice in midges, and we couldn't have midge reenactments, so we weren't ready?
I don't know if the midges were on the field. I think it was more around the coaches, prevented him from calling a good game, because he was constantly, you know, batting away the midges.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
But obviously, that's what he explained to Stephen Ross. Because Stephen Ross said, hey, maybe it's time to make a change of quarterback. And Mike McDaniel was like, no, because let me tell you something. Atlanta plays in a dome, so no midges. And so I think we've got an edge there already.
You think Vegas is going to have a mid-swing in these point spreads?
Well, I mean, certainly it affected them yesterday. What else could it have been?
It is funny that, remember the game Tua played in Tennessee back in 2021. That was the last year of the Flores era where their playoff hopes hinged on Tua delivering a win in that game. He played one of the worst games in the history of the NFL that a quarterback could play. And remember he went up to Maryland 2 years ago to throw with his brother to play in wet, cold weather to try to increase his ability in cold weather and rainy conditions. What was he doing up in Maryland, I wonder? Because it wasn't practicing throwing a cold ball or a wet ball.
Well, again, you don't know what he would have looked like had he not done that.
Yeah. He probably had a brothers-only meeting.
There's always a worse scenario than what has played out. Bill Cowher on CBS, I don't know if you saw what he said. Bill Cowher said, the second half of that game, they looked almost disinterested. They looked deflated. They looked almost... there was nothing left in the tank. They almost disengaged. I'm just talking about the way I saw it. Tua turned the ball over three times. The defense gave up some big plays. It will be interesting to see what happens down there. There's been a lot of talk about the lack of structure and they have inside the building. We don't know what's going on inside the building because we're not there. But we see the product that's on the field, and right now there's some issues in Miami.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We've heard for now years the disrespect level in that building. And a 25-point loss and a quarterback calling his teammates out is not going to help that.
And Bill Cowher is not one to criticize a coach very often. He is very careful about that. And so for him to say that, you're watching, again, a team that just looked out of it.
Well, they're not connected, right? I mean, Crowder, it doesn't take a genius to realize that. Alec Ingold can say whatever he wants post-game. And, credit to Patrick Paul, who said the right things yesterday as well. And I think all the guys are saying, hey, we still believe in Mike, and we're all still in this together. We want to execute better. Bro, it's got to be toxic as hell in that locker room,
sure.
Does it not?
Sure.
Hawk said it. Damn near, I think it was when McDaniel said the thing about guys coming late and not caring about fines. What do you do now? You've been the nice substitute teacher that doesn't demand you to do your work and y'all go to the playground every day. And you're going to wake up one day and become a stern, drill sergeant? You can't do it. It's not you. It's fake. The players are going to know it. There's not a to that. Like, I've said X and O and schematics, and let's put nickel in and not base. Like, there's a lot of crap you can do there. What we're talking about, the locker room, the dynamic inside the building on a Monday through Saturday, not even speaking about Sunday, there's no answer with the same people in there. It's a 4-year sample size.
And like I said at the beginning of the show, if Mike McDaniel tells you, hey, focus on Cleveland, don't worry about the Chargers, like he's saying, he doesn't have anything new in the arsenal. What he's saying is not resonating and it's not showing any dividends. So why are they going to pay attention to him this week? What would lead you to believe anything would be different next week?
Yep.
All right. Anything else in the midges?
Midges.
The Panthers play tomorrow at the Bruins. That game will be on ESPN. And, of course, you can listen to it, FM 104.3 WQAM.
Yeah.
The Hurricanes are number 9 in the AP poll. The Heat end their preseason winless. They open up their season Wednesday at Orlando.
Did they give up 1,000 points to Memphis the other night?
You saw they waived Precious Achiuwa?
I did.
Yeah.
They drafted him, traded him, brought him back, waived him. That was a mistake then. Let's admit it.
Well, didn't they get Kyle Lowry in exchange for him?
When they traded him to Toronto, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, should they have drafted him? There was a couple other guys you could look to and say, maybe that guy would have helped.
Tomorrow, the Heat, we will have tickets every hour for the Heat home opener against the Knicks on Sunday. So if you want to win Heat tickets, you listen to Joe Rose in the morning tomorrow, Tobin and Leroy in the middays, us in the afternoons, Heat tickets every hour right here on the home of the Heat.
Y'all leave Chris Greer alone. Pat Riley makes mistakes too.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a Game 7 tonight, MLB playoffs, ALCS title on the line. The winner meets the Dodgers in the World Series, Blue Jays, Mariners, 8:08 p.m.
All right.
And tomorrow, opening night in the NBA, OKC hosts Houston, and the Lakers host Golden State.
All right.
Your weather, sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. It has stopped raining here in El Portal. Still partly cloudy in the rest of South Florida. That's your weather.
Two Monday night games tonight as well.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Lions-Bucks will be on 790. And Seahawks-Texans will be on 104.3.
Yeah, that's the late game. That game starts at 10. We have high school sports show from 6 to 8.
Oh, I can't stay up till 10. I'm going to have to focus all my energies on the 7 o'clock game. I think I'm going to bet the Bucks plus 6.
The game starts at 10 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy. I mean, I got to be at Raising Cane's tomorrow at 11. Barely gives me enough time. All right, John Michaels is going to join us next from 680 The Fan in Atlanta, home of Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffles.
A little tax evasion ain't never hurt nobody, huh?
That's going to do it for us on this Monday night. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Maybe go watch the football games at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park or see Dan Day hosting trivia there as well. And you can listen to Monday Night Football on this radio station after Larry Bluestein, who's on after us. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.